You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. State Representative Chans Green will host a listening session with constituents on Friday afternoon. The first of four listening sessions will be held at Spooner City Hall tomorrow at 1 p.m. Local residents are invited to share their views on current state issues and receive an update on what their elected representative is working on. There will be three other listening sessions over the next 2 months, with the next one being held on March 21st at the Washburn County Courthouse. The final two will take place in April in Minong and Hayward. Following the announcement that the school would be closing permanently at the end of the year, Northland College officials say they've canceled this year's softball season. According to a press release, the team lost several players due to its unsteady financial situation and near closure last year. They had competed in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference and the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Northland College made efforts to be more financially efficient this year, but it was not enough to overcome their declining enrollment. Wisconsin wildlife officials could soon manage the deer population based on habitat rather than county lines in the central and northern forest zones. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved the new regulations. They still need approval from the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers to take effect. Proponents of the change say it will help the northern forest zone especially, having seen more persistent struggles with deer management. Critics say the solution is allowing the deer population to grow in those areas. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has a lot of new surveillance cameras in the form of residents voluntarily registering their own cameras. Over the summer, the Sheriff's Department started asking residents to register their cameras online. The registration allows law enforcement authorities to quickly identify potential surveillance footage during an investigation. Since the request went out in August, over 50 cameras have been registered through the program. Any resident interested in registering their camera can do so on cityprotect.com. Republican state lawmakers have reintroduced legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for Wisconsin minors. The bill would prohibit healthcare providers from providing or referring patients for things like puberty suppressants and hormone treatment. Critics of the bill say medical decisions should be made by families and their healthcare providers, not politicians. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto similar proposals in the past, but his ability to halt efforts to enact similar legislation on a federal level is limited. A Wisconsin appeals court ruled that a grant program aimed at helping minority students afford higher education is unconstitutional on Wednesday. The Second District Court of Appeals cited a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court decision in its ruling, which found race-based affirmative action programs in college admissions are unconstitutional. The Wisconsin Higher Education Aids Board's grant program was created in 1985 and provided minority students with between $250 and $2,500 in aid to reduce higher education costs. With warmer weather sweeping through the region, the city of Superior has announced the closure of its outdoor ice rinks and warming sheds. The rinks were officially closed for the season on Tuesday, with officials saying the conditions of the ice have deteriorated quickly thanks to the higher temperatures. The city also canceled game nights at the facilities, but expects to bring them back next winter. Now that the seven rinks are closed, city officials are also asking residents who use the sites to provide some feedback in an online survey. Bayfield County officials say they've received about $6,200 of federal funding to help support emergency food and shelter programs in the area. The county will distribute the funding to local nonprofit and government organizations. The decisions on who receives the funding will be determined by a local board made up of local government, tribal, nonprofit, and veteran organizations. Applicants must be eligible to receive federal funds, have an accounting system, and have experience in running emergency food and shelter programs. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new law enforcement agency in his budget to protect the state's judges and court staff. The proposal calls for a $1 million annual budget to expand the court's marshal office. It would include eight law enforcement personnel tasked with investigating threats made against the judiciary, and the law enforcement personnel would be authorized to make arrests if warranted. Their intent is to ensure judges, court staff, and members of the public can navigate the judiciary process without fear. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the United States Department of Agriculture to resume distributing Dairy Business Innovation Initiative's payments. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, Senator Baldwin said funding appropriated for the program in 2023 has not been reimbursed, leaving 88 dairy businesses without a total of $6.5 million that had been promised. She also warned that many of those smaller dairy businesses cannot afford the disruptions to that funding while trying to remain competitive. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jair Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of the attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden concurs. Currently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this Pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life?" If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. We'll have some clearing, and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today, low 40s. Tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, a little light rain or snow shower possible, but the big deal will be the wind. Cloudy, windy, falling temperatures will drop into the mid-30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.